1, 2, 3.
The Carolina Panthers traveled to Fort Bragg on Tuesday. They were able to bring a little football fun to the military families here in the form of a Play 60 training camp.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Nice, there you go. There you go. There you go.
Go!
Nice kick, good job.
Run, 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 run.
You gotta tackle.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, got me. Good job. Nice job, buddy.
You have to do 5 jumping jacks and 5 push-ups. Go. Same time. You have to do push-ups, jumping jacks, same time. No, push-up, 5 push-ups.
Go.
No hole on that ball, Coach Ricky's going to try that from you. Don't fumble that ball. Don't fumble it. Don't fumble it.
Now, while the kids were having a lot of fun with the Play 60 activities, really less than a football field away, here at the main post chapel on Fort Bragg, a very serious discussion about head trauma, very similar for football players and soldiers.
If you look at the Army and the NFL, we see many similarities when it comes to traumatic brain injury.
Both soldiers and football players are both at risk for concussion. And so we have to acknowledge that. We have to educate to make sure that everyone's aware what that risk is, that the risk exists, what concussion means, what it is, what it isn't, and acknowledge that while, you know, we understand that this isn't the safest environment, there is a way to make it the safest possible environment for them, whether that be helmet technology, whether that be baseline testing, you know, advances in diagnosis or advances in treatment. The DOD and NFL have the same mission of improving concussion care throughout that spectrum.
Particularly in the military world, because if you're not performing at your optimal level, you're really putting other people at risk. And that's the same for NFL. I mean, if you're not able to block and react the way you should, then absolutely your teammates are at risk. So acknowledging that with yourself, having the leadership and the teammates to say, hey, buddy, you need to take this one out, I think that's essential.
We talk about changing the culture is really sort of removing this stigma that guys have that if they don't pull themselves out or if you don't pull players out, then they're not tough. And part of that just comes, again, from really not understanding. And we're just starting to really get a grasp on what the symptoms are, how to prevent it best we can. And there's still a lot of questions that they're doing the best to find the answers for. And I think the NFL, the Army, they really are at the forefront of figuring out what that is and what those questions and answers are.
Panthers players wrapped up their day at Fort Bragg with a leadership challenge.
There you go. Because, see, now you got your counterbalance to hold you going back and forth.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Now you got to move.
Oh, this is a great experience. Great experience. Going across these boys, man. Teaching teamwork. Build camaraderie.
Camaraderie, baby.
They're doing well. They listen well. They're coached well. Go Panthers.
You better hold on, DJ.
There you go.
Got it.
Good job. There you go. Good job.
You got it, Jeff?
I got it.
You got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now you got the last.
You got that bar?
Yeah.
I think the most impressive thing is finding out how fast the military guys go through these and then how slow we were going through them. I mean, our times felt pretty quick, but to hear, you know, they went through this obstacle course, I think the fastest was 3 minutes. And we were, I think, around 10 minutes or so. It's pretty impressive.
I have much respect for these guys. The things that they go through on a daily basis is incredible. And for them to be so mentally strong all the time and so positive, it shows a testament to, like, their character and the hard work that they go through. So I have a lot of respect for them.
I build resiliency.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Because if your mind is strong, your army's strong. You better do anything. Because we go all day, all along.
All day.
Oh, yes. We keep moving.
Funny because we're just as excited to see them as they are to see us, and that's worth the trip.
I'm from North Carolina, so
okay,
I'm born and raised in North Carolina.
Okay,
and my son,
yeah,
big Carolina,
yeah,
fan, so,
yeah.
So we're hoping for a playoff run this year. So
I have so much respect because at the end of the day, they put their lives on the line, and this isn't something that they were told they had to do. They signed up for it, and when you look at our freedoms, I don't take that lightly. You know, we can have this conversation without looking over our shoulders. It's not the same in other parts of the world, and they keep us safe. And so I really believe that when I went over in 08 to Afghanistan to see the troops, I was really changed. I really got to see the sacrifice. Not only do they put their lives on the line, but their families. their ambitions that they want to do when they're done. There are a lot of things are put on hold. And so I felt like when I came back, the least I can do is say thank you. That's what I wanted to do, and to spread the word and to be part of it any way possible. And that's been through the USO. And it's been a great partnership with the Panther organization and the USO, because they're both of them are close to my heart.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, DJ. No problem. It's been a pleasure for you guys to come out here.